USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris went to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention campus in Atlanta. The president said science needs to take the lead because more pandemics could happen.
We can build all the walls we want. We can have the most powerful armies in the world. But we cannot stop. We cannot stop these viruses other than be aware where they are and move quickly on them when we find them.
The president also spoke with members of the Asian American community following this week's deadly shootings that left 8 people dead, including 6 women of Asian descent. The U.S. has now cleared President Biden's goal of administering 100 million doses of coronavirus vaccine more than a month before his target date of his 100th day in office. The president said the country could hit 200 million doses in his original time frame. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard of cancel culture. They want to ban Dr. Seuss books from our schools. And some want monuments for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson removed. If you're fed up with cancel culture, watch Newsmax TV. Each night this week, Newsmax exposes the dangerous agenda of cancel culture. Tune in tonight for blockbuster shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. You'll be surprised by what you see. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Now, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your operator. Tell them you want it. Newsmax is also free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and more. And download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. Every day, check Newsmax.com for breaking news and watch Newsmax TV for the news you need to know. Millions are watching. So can you.
The Biden administration said it plans to send a combined 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to Mexico and Canada as the shot is being considered for approval in the U.S. House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters during a press briefing that they're in the process of finalizing the loan of 2.5 million doses of the vaccine to Mexico and 1.5 million to Canada. The FDA has approved use of 3 vaccines with others, including the AstraZeneca vaccine. President Biden has ordered the U.S. flag to be flown at half-staff in honor of the 8 people killed in a series of shootings at Atlanta-area spas this week. He issued a proclamation saying the flags should be at half-staff through sunset on Monday. Robert Long, who police say confessed to all 3 shooting attacks, was supposed to be arraigned in Cleveland County Court, but the hearing was canceled after a request from Long's attorney. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some people are questioning whether the Atlanta multiple massage parlor murders were hate crimes rather than gender crimes. USA's Lance Pry reports.
As investigators piece together the movements and motive for the suspect in this week's deadly shootings at 3 Atlanta, Georgia massage parlors, there's debate underway whether he should face hate crimes for the attacks that left 8 people dead, including 6 Asian women. Reports indicate the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, told investigators it was gender motivation, as he is a self-admitted sex addict. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in new COVID-19 guidelines that with masks, most children can safely attend school if they stay 3 feet away from each other. The new rules say that all students, teachers, and staff members in elementary schools must wear masks. Also, middle and high school students should be at least 3 feet apart in classrooms, and masks should be worn. However, middle school and high school students should maintain the social distancing of at least 6 feet in communities in which the virus transmission is high. The updated operational strategy for schools is based on new data being released by the CDC. The CDC continues to recommend at least 6 feet of distance between adults in the building and between adults and students. Also, 6 feet is recommended in auditoriums and in lunchrooms where people are eating. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.